I think potentially, and I don't want to give a conclusive answer on that because I know vehicle compliance would have thoughts on how practical that is. But I think something has to be done because there are a lot of these truck drivers are coming from outside the area. They're long-haul operators, and some of them may be coming to the area for the first time. And if you didn't know better, you wouldn't expect winds of the sort that we see in the Acadian region. But anybody who lives there and who's been there when they're blowing knows how strong they are, and they're to be taken seriously. I would reserve comment on that today myself, but something needs to be done that is at least very visible for these drivers so they know.